This audio is for Gone Wild audio only by Cute Little One XOXO. Please do not redistribute.
Is it nighttime already? Hey, are you holding up okay? You took quite a beating over there. Thank you for that. I appreciate it so much. Without you, I probably would have been killed. Or worse. Really, I'm extremely grateful that you showed up to save me. Considering you're from another tribe, I didn't expect you to, but thank you. Can I make you dinner? As a gesture of thanks. Just, you know, if we're gonna camp out together, I guess we should eat together. That'd be nice, right? A moment of peace. You know, must be hungry after all that fighting. Please, let me cook for you. As a thank you. Oh, you'll let me? Awesome. Well, let me get something started. I think I had some meat in my backpack and a couple of vegetables. I can make a stew. Do you like stews? Awesome. Okay, let me get that going, okay? It should be ready in a few hours. Until then, you can just relax.
Later that night.
Oh, so good. Isn't it delicious? This is my best stew. My father taught me how to make it. You can't beat beef stew. Unless maybe your tribe has something better. But I don't think anybody could beat my tribe's beef stew. So, are you not cold? I mean, you've got all those muscles. And you're a big guy, so I imagine that you've got a lot of body heat, but it is pretty cold up here in the mountains. I have to wear two jackets just to survive. Well, I guess you're right. Takes a lot more energy and heat to power such a big machine. A big, strong machine that rescued me. Was the dinner payment enough? It wasn't? Well, oh, what? Was it not good? Oh, okay, well then what more would I owe you? A kiss? That's kind of cheesy. Don't you think? Especially for someone big like you. Shouldn't you be some big macho man? Will a kiss be enough for you to say thank you? Well, okay. I guess I can. Come here. Oh, on the cheek or on the lips? Okay, let me just close my eyes. I'm a bit embarrassed. Is that enough? Okay. You have really nice lips, by the way. They're very soft, but firm. I don't think I've ever kissed anybody as big as you before, either. In fact, people from your tribe are often a lot bigger than people from mine, anyway, aren't they? Wow, really? Over 6 feet tall? That's your average height? That's incredible. We're so small. I'm only under 5 feet. Just about. My mom is only slightly taller than me, and my father, too. He's maybe tops out at about 5'4". Wow, your tribe is so big. How did you guys get that big? A lot of meat? I guess I need to eat more than two, huh? Hey, I have an idea. If you're not going back anytime soon, would you like to accompany on my journey? I'm just headed to the city for supplies, but having company is always nice. Yeah? You'll come? Awesome. Cool. Now I have somebody to talk to. I talk a lot. I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes I do. Well, when I know somebody, I'll talk a good bit, but if I really don't know anybody, then I really won't talk much. But you don't seem to mind. I've enjoyed talking with you, especially waiting for the food to cook. You're fun. You're really fun to be around. I thought you'd be some big scary meathead, but you're actually really nice. And sweet. And soft, if I can say that. Can I say that? Okay. Well, yeah, you're soft. You're very warm. I like you. I like being around you. I like sitting here under the stars and knowing I'm safe with you. I mean, I can fight, but nothing like you. You took those guys out with one swing. That was incredible, by the way. Your fighting style is immaculate. I mean, brute strength does help, but I won't discount your practice. So, I have a question, if you don't mind answering. Is there anyone back home for you? No, not exactly like family, but are you married or have a girlfriend or are you courting anybody? I'm just curious. Oh, well, cool. Me? Yeah, I have a boyfriend, if you can call him that. He was assigned, essentially. It's an arranged thing. I needed to get away from him, though. We're not exactly the best match, but it's tradition, so yeah. Just curious. Oh, you don't do arranged marriages. Well, lucky you. I really don't want to be with him. He's really annoying and really rude sometimes. He doesn't hurt me or anything. No, I wouldn't let him. But he just doesn't feel like the one, you know? He definitely couldn't protect me the way you did. Thank you, again. I'll probably be saying thank you 100 times on this trip until we part. Oh, can I help you? Why are you so close? I smell good. Oh, well, I use my mother's perfume. It's made from roses. Do you like the smell? You're getting a little close to my neck. Your breath tickles. Stop. You've got me blushing. I'm sorry, it's just, I'm not used to having people that close to me. And you're breathing tickled. Hey, what are you doing? I see that you're kissing my neck, but this is kind of sudden, don't you think? Out of nowhere. Wait. I just told you I'm engaged. I don't think we should do this. It will be wrong. To him, it would be wrong. I can't do that. Forget about it. I can't. There's those nice, firm, soft lips again. Please. Please don't seduce me. I don't know if I can do it. You want to go all the way? We just met. I don't know. Could I even take you? You're so huge. You're like 2.5 or 3 feet taller than me. Whatever you're packing down there, I don't think I can even take you. Use your tongue. I don't think I'm getting really hot. I don't know if I can resist you. Are you sure you want to do this? I don't think I have a choice. Will you undress me, please? I'll lift my arms up for you. Your big hands feel so good. You can hold my entire waist with one hand. You just wrap around me like I'm a doll. I have to admit, it is nice to feel overpowered in a good way. It's scary being attacked by someone like you, but being loved by them is an experience I can't even put into words. My heart is just racing, and I just want you. I want you inside of me. Kiss me again. Oh, yeah. I love being dry-humped. Your cock grinding on me through my pants. You're grinding your head against my clit, and your shaft is rubbing against it too. It feels so good. Oh, you're so thick. I can feel it through your pants. Please, can I ask you can I ask you to use those firm, soft lips to eat me out? I really love having my pussy eaten. Could you do it for me? Thank you. I'll just take my pants off. My panties. Do you want me to lay back like this? My thighs. Oh, your tongue feels so good. Please suck me. Suck my clit. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh god. Yes. Yes. Wait, don't stick your tongue in. You don't have to do that. Oh my. Oh, it's really thick and wet. my God. Please, please put it inside of me. Please. I want your big cock to fill me up, please. Please. Yeah, like that. Just rub it against me. Do you feel how slick and hot I am for you? I don't think I've ever been this dripping wet before. You're the only man who makes me feel this way. I feel so excited and scared at the same time, but I'm so fucking horny. Oh my God. Go slow, please. You're so big. You're stretching me to my limits already, and I'm hardly even at the base or the middle of it. Please. Please. Go slow. Can you even fit the entire thing in? Fuck, you're so big. Oh my God. By my little body with my tight little pussy. Wait, just stop for a second. I want to just adjust to you. I just want to feel you, every inch of you, stretching me out. Yes. Oh, suck my tits, please. Yes. Oh, I love it so much. I love your mouth so much. Oh my God, you're amazing. Oh my God. Oh, yes. Oh, suck me. Oh my God, suck my tits while you fuck me. Please. It feels so good. Of me. It's so fucking heavy. I love it. I love being crushed by you while you fuck me. I love your size. I love that you're so much fucking bigger than me and you have all the power. It feels so fucking good. I'm so tiny. Yes. I'm your little one. So little. So small compared to you. Oh, my pussy can barely take you. You're so fucking big. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Turn me over and fuck me from behind, please. Oh my God. Please. Fuck. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Oh my God, there's tears in my eyes. It feels so fucking good. I'm gonna come. Please. Oh my big warrior, please fuck me. Please. Please make me. Please.
to. Please come, come, please. I'm squirting everywhere. I want your cum mixed with mine. Oh yeah. Oh my god. Become one with me. Keep coming, please. Oh, squirt every bit of cream you have inside me. Oh, my warrior. My rescuer. My big, big man. You do that to a woman, she'll start catching feelings for you. Oh my god. That was the best orgasm I've ever had. My fiancé never did. Ugh. My words are slurring. My fiancé definitely never did that to me. Well. Boyfriend, fiancé, who fucking cares? I'm not worried about him right now. Right now, I just want to be with you. I just want to be enveloped in your big, strong arms and lie here with your seed dripping out of me while your warmth protects me from the cold air. I just want to be yours tonight. You look awfully relaxed. Did you come that much? Was it that good? You flatter me. You make me proud of... You make me proud of my pussy. Well, you know, if you still want to come with me to the city, it's about a 10-day journey from here, there and back. So... We have plenty of time to do this again.